whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to welcome into our studios the representatives of the Gallery at Firehouse Square. J.J. Johnson is here, the proprietor. Welcome, J.J. Nice to see you.
Nice to be here, Michael.
Nice to have you with us. And along with J.J., we have the much better looking than J.J. Robin Goldschlager is here. Welcome, Robin.
Hi, Michael.
Nice to have you with us. Robin is the business manager. J.J. is the proprietor. And we're going to find out everything you want to know about the gallery at Firehouse Square in New London, Connecticut, correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's start off with a little bit about you personally, J.J. You used to be a test pilot for the... No, that's not true. No.
Wrong, J.J.
Wrong, J.J. But you have some nautical background, right? A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Unfortunately, I've been blessed to be around the sea most of my life, both as a young guy and now at 78 years of age, enjoying the maritime industry like never before.
Excellent. 78. You look like you're 58. So that's, I have to say these things to people that are guests, but at least you brought Robin along, who's only 28. So that's good.
I'm into that.
Robin, how about a little bit about you as business manager? Did you grow up in the New London area?
No, I actually grew up in the Hartford area. I've been down living on the coast for about 30 years.
Okay, but a Connecticut person.
I have been raised and born and lived on the water. My father was into the boating industry, so I've been on boats my whole life.
All right. And J.J., are you a longtime Connecticut guy?
For the major portion of my life, yes.
Okay, so you're okay. We don't have to kick you out. You're not from New Jersey or something like that.
No, from New Jersey.
Okay. Let's find out about the gallery at Firehouse Square. Why, J.J., did you get into the gallery business?
Well, Michael, many years ago I had a manufacturing company located in New London, Connecticut, and had an office that was of about 3,000 feet. And the 3,000 feet held my collection of maritime art that I'd acquired since I was 26 years of age. So when I had a tenant that wanted my office, Robin and I jumped in the car together and found a place that we liked that would hold all of my art. And we refurbished it and moved in and had our grand opening on April 29th, 2010. So we are celebrating our 8th year this year in April coming up.
Excellent. So this was started as a private collection, and you just kept expanding it.
Amen. Exactly
right. Right.
Yep.
All right. And Robin, did you have an artistic background?
I've always had an artistic side to my brain. I have a really good artistic gene in my family. Very blessed that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I by no means was a gallerist or at all, shape or form. It was a learning curve. It was like, oh, a new adventure. Let's try something new.
All right. And neither one of you paint, per se, right?
Neither one of us is an artist. No. I think we both appreciate art. One of the things that we're fortunate in working together, we seem to have a similar taste in art. Mm-hmm. So we're not always in conflict with each other about what pieces to accept or what pieces to or what pieces are worth. So that's a great benefit.
And people that are visiting the gallery would expect to see something traditional in oil and watercolors and no Picassos.
Michael, one of our themes is representational art.
Uh-huh.
And I have always thought that when I stand in front of a piece of art, I want to know exactly what it is, I want it to be represented as that is. It doesn't necessarily need to be photographic, but I want it to represent what it represents. And I think that's a general theme that both Robin and I work on.
You don't want to be challenged by saying, is that supposed to be an apple? Or
so true. No, I do not.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm kind of with you then on that theme. And you don't have to be an artist to appreciate art. I know when I was a kid, I wanted to learn how to water ski. And my dad taught me how to water ski, and he'd never been on water skis in his life. So he just watched other people do it and kind of coached me as I went along. So you can find these things out. So we know that that's the gallery kind of specializes in nautical art. Is that safe to say?
Yes, I think so. And I think that we like not only flat art, but we like three-dimensional art that has some tie to the sea. And so as many pieces of flat art that we have hanging on the walls, we also have pieces that are three-dimensional that are either in wood, carved decoys, or birds, or whatever. Right, Robin?
Yes, and sculptures, metal sculpture. We have stone. We have a lot of different. And, yes, if it's waterfowl, animals, even some, there are some stuff that gets a little abstract, but not crazy abstract. So we try and keep it fresh and new and exciting and change it up as much as possible.
About how many artists are involved in the gallery? Is this basically a show of one person, or is it?
Never. We don't ever have one artist showing. We will have an exhibition for one artist,
uh-huh.
But we always have other art hanging on the wall in addition.
So many.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I have probably hanging in the gallery right now about 30 different artists.
Wow, 30 different artists. And a majority of them local or from all over the world?
A majority of them are local flavored. Some, at least East Coast, we do have a few that are a little further away. But we try and maintain artists that are New England based,
mm-hmm.
And stay on the East Coast.
I think New England artists, their subject matter is much more relevant to this part of the world, as opposed to we've had at sometimes some Florida artists,
mm-hmm.
and their work is totally different than
right.
what we traditionally appreciate as maritime art here in Connecticut.
Right, and just like if you would have a Remington bronze about the West, it wouldn't particularly fit in with this area.
So true. So
there
true.
You go.
So true.
All right. Now, I know that next month you're going to have a big event coming up at the end of May, right, as far as the show is concerned?
You know, I think, Michael, this is going to be one of our most exciting exhibitions. We have selected two maritime artists, Jackie Jones and Bob Perkowski, and they are going to have a paint-off. And it will start on our opening day, which our opening night, which is April 12th.
Oh, so that's next week.
That's okay. Next week. That's right.
All right. I was thinking next month. I guess it closes next month.
I can't believe it's right around the corner. And both artists will be creating pieces in front of us as everybody watches them.
Hmm.
They'll be sitting at an easel and drawing their particular creations. What's the size of the panels? 20 by 36?
No, I think they're 18 by 20. No,
30. They're bigger than that. They're bigger than that.
Well, whatever size they are, that'll be good.
It'll be two significant pieces.
And so people can actually watch them create this.
Correct. And they won't finish it that night because of that size of the piece is significant enough. They have to take it home and finish it up back to their studio. They'll bring it back. We'll frame it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have a closing reception on May 25th, next month.
Yeah, that's the date I was thinking about. That's going to be the closing reception.
Correct. And we will have a live auction for those pieces. And the significance of the live auction is not that the proceeds go to the artist, not that the proceeds go to the gallery. The proceeds are 100% donated to OpSail Connecticut.
Wow.
And OpSail Connecticut is putting on, in September, a week-long festival celebrating the Connecticut Maritime Heritage. And this is a six-year event, so the artists have been very, very generous to donate their work for with the proceeds going to the op sale.
Right. So the artists are donating their time and their talent to this event, as well as you donating your space and the framing and so forth, which isn't necessarily cheap. So people should stop by, and that's going to be, once again, that's April, opening?
The opening is April 12th, beginning at 5:30. It'll extend out to 8 o'clock, and there'll be light fare will be served along with cocktails.
I love that term, light fare.
Be very light. and then on May 25th, that's a Friday before Memorial Day weekend, we will have a live auction, so we invite everybody to stop by, have a few pops, and then we'll start the auction at 7 o'clock. And we're hoping to also have an online audience to help the auction along. So
excellent.
And the closing reception starts at 5:30 also. So the closing reception's from 5:30 to 8 with the auction at 7.
Okay, so 7 o'clock is, you got to be there for that. That's definitely, you might want to miss the drinks.
Well, if you're online live, that would work fine as long as,
Right, so. But 7 o'clock is the time. Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that happens once every 5 years or once every year or every 6 months? How often?
We'll see how successful this is. If this is successful, we might use it as an annual theme.
Okay.
You know, I don't think we'd repeat it until next year. But
do other exhibitions.
Yeah,
right,
we usually do about six exhibitions. Thank you. A year.
Okay.
So that's, we haven't really thought about our full schedule yet this year, but we're working on it. It's a work in progress.
All right. So once that show comes down at the end of May,
there'll be another show that will go up in about a week after that.
All right. In the meantime, you have your regular items that are there that mm-hmm. people can purchase. And what are the hours of operation?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4, or by appointment.
Okay. And once again, the address, just so people can find you, New London, Connecticut, but exactly.
239 Bank Street. We're one block up from the waterfront, and we're a very short walk from the ferry and the Amtrak terminals.
Now, the website is very difficult to remember because it's firehousesquare.com. That's great that you have your name right in the website, firehousesquare.com. You can go there, check that out. And if you want to call the phone number, 860-443-0344, they can actually get a live person, right?
Yes, we're live.
Well, okay, at least Tuesday through Saturday.
Yes.
Now, JJ, what do you do on Sunday?
on Sunday, we hopefully go sailing.
Everybody goes sailing and then come back and recover on Monday and back to work on Tuesday.
Amen.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with more of the gallery at Firehouse Square. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and having a great morning sitting with representative of the gallery at Firehouse Square in beautiful downtown New London, Connecticut. We're not actually in New London, Connecticut. We're here at our beautiful studios in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. It's the mecca of just about everything culturally is right here in Exeter. But we're talking to JJ and Robin, and finding out about their gallery and how it all got started. And JJ, we touched a little bit at the beginning of the show about your background and the fact that you had an office and a private art collection, but what was that office all about?
Well, Michael, you know, many years ago, at the age of 26, I got into the marina business with a partner, and acquired more than several marinas over the course of 25 years, and known as Brewer Yacht Yards. And from there, I went from that into manufacturing at the old Essex Machine Works in New London, Connecticut, and had an office there where I had put my collection of art, which I acquired over the course of 25 years as being part of the Brewer Yacht Yard group. And so that's really the reason for the collection, the reason why I had the collection, but it certainly all had a maritime flavor. And currently, in addition to being a gallerist, I'm in the real estate development business and like to develop properties on or close to the water. So that's
excellent, excellent. Robin, I noticed at the beginning of the show, he mentioned that the two of you hopped in a car and went looking for a new place. Now, when did you come into the picture at this long history of the marinas and so forth?
Well, I actually worked for John for a while at the Machine Works of Essex. I worked with him for about 3 years there. And then we kind of went and did our own things, and we, over the years, came back together in a professional way in different businesses. I worked for a few different companies that he was on boards of, so we remaintained a business relationship. And then one day he was like, "Hey, how'd you like to open an art gallery with me?" And I was like, never done that. Might be fun. So that's how this whole thing kind of started.
Well, there you go.
And you know, Michael, I would add on to Robin's words. I think it's fair to say that one of the greatest pleasures that both of us have in life is dealing with artists. They are the most interesting people in the world to talk with. You can appreciate their work 24/7. While we have a lot of art in our gallery, we're very selective about what goes in there, and we try to maintain a certain standard. But it's a great way to make a living, I got to tell you.
Now, when you talk about maintaining a certain standard, if I were an artist, which I'm not, I wish I was, and I had some artwork I wanted to put in your gallery, how could I go about that? Do I have to pay you a $10,000 entry fee, or how does that work?
The one who should answer that question is Robin, because she's the first one that sees the artist. So
we do take art in on a consignment basis. We don't charge a fee for the artists to bring their art in. We have a generous split that we do. The art, we sign a contract, we make sure everything's in writing, and we take their art in. Everything's on approval. Certain pieces, I mean, there might be, the artist might bring in 12 pieces, and I might say, well, I'll take 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the contracts usually are open-ended, which means, there's not a specific.
No time limit.
Yeah.
Right.
It just, after a while, if they don't move, we're not doing the artist any favor by keeping their art. So I might have them come and swap pieces out. If I sell pieces, I'll call them up and pay them, obviously, and ask them to bring in more pieces. Sometimes I have had artists, local artists, that had art here that had a seasonal feel,
mm-hmm.
and then we got into a different season, and I said, "Oh, could you bring in some art that represents the season that we're going into? This is a little bit darker, and we're getting into the spring, and I think something a little more."
An Easter bunny would be good.
Not an Easter bunny, but something a little more sunny. Or she did a lot of New York landscapes, which New York City landscapes, which were beautiful, and we did sell a few of them. But then we were getting into the spring and the summer, and I was like, "Can you bring me some more of your beach scenes and your boating scenes and that kind of," because that's what people are going to be looking at right now, trying to get everyone hyped on the spring. So we sold quite a bit of her work. She was wonderful. It just depends how we do it. And then we will also do, when we're doing a specific exhibit, we will do a call to artists. We'll do that via chip mail. I have a whole list of like 300 artists, and we tell them what the show is, we tell them what the specifications are, and we ask them to send images to us for approval.
We had a very interesting experience. One of our first artists that we represented brought her portfolio in through the front door without being called. I mean, I think she saw that she was smart enough to realize it was a gallery. She was smart enough to realize it was going to be a pretty high-end gallery. And she brought her work into us, and I'll never forget it. To this day, Liz McGee is one of our most favorite artists because she sought us out. We didn't seek her out. So, and we were very early on in our progress.
It was our very first exhibit. And and John and I went to different artists and to their homes and handpicked the art. And at that time, it was all men, and so it was kind of great that it was 2 days before the show, and she walked in. I was like, we knew we were missing something. We wanted a woman in this show, and she has done very well, and she's grown as substantially in her career and her abilities. We've also gotten her specifically consigned, where we had a gentleman consigned for her to paint 2 specific paintings for him.
We commissioned her to do a piece. Did she go to the house?
She was down in the area, because he's from Virginia.
Yeah, from Virginia. Virginia, right, exactly.
And she did a piece. Originally was supposed to go in their guest room, and when they actually got it, they loved it so much they hung it in the foyer of their home.
Yep. Well, there you go.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that that you say how these things just kind of happen, where she just walked in and brought the art to you. Now, on the other hand, if I, you know, our listening area here for WCRI, there's people on Long Island that listen to us regularly. They're just off the coast of Block Island, where our transmission tower is. And we have a lot of people that have homes on Block Island. Now, that comes as a little bit of a unique challenge. Sometimes they might see something, they're like, how do they get it home? Do you have the ability to get it to them? Do you can you ship paintings?
Or? We can ship, yes.
We've shipped as far away as New Zealand, Australia. So people have seen us when we had an online presence. So it's a little bit better than what it is today, but we're improving our online presence. But we've had people shop some of our.
They see a painting they like on Facebook.
It wasn't
so much a painting online
as it was what was it, the carving on.
We did two things. We did a painting to a couple in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. They were here visiting. It was the summer, and they came into the gallery, and they really liked the painting. But they had to catch a ferry, so they left. And at the time, my gallery manager just got the guy's name. And so it's a really funny story, because then I went, the world of the internet, went and Googled him. I knew that he was from New Zealand, and I found an article about them where they had been building a house, and, well, they were renovating a house, but they actually basically tore down the house, so the town was taking them to court and did a cease and desist order, because they had gone beyond the scope of what they were supposed
zoning,
to do.
Right.
So it was a whole article, which gave me their address. So from that, I just went to like International Yellow Pages and found their phone number and called them and said, hi, I'm Robin from the art gallery in New London. There was this painting that you really liked. Are you still interested? And they were like, oh, yes. And we sold it.
Well, there you go. A little detective work. See that?
So exactly. That. And then we had a beautiful sculpture, a bronze sculpture that John had for a very long time. It was bronze flying mallards, which that's an interesting story, too. We ended up actually selling it back to the artist's wife. He had broken the mold for that bronze.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
Which he couldn't make another one. It was one that he loved that he didn't have, so she purchased it back for him as a surprise. They were in Texas. That one was actually harder to ship than the painting to New Zealand.
Right,
because shipping, it was heavy. It weighed about 70 pounds. And then they make a crate and find somebody who would actually take a shipping company that would take responsibility.
We're not really advocating that we ship a lot of art.
So much easier to pack safely and ship than sculptures.
We'd much rather have people come into the gallery.
Yeah.
Now, I've noticed that we've talked about paintings and we've talked about sculptures and so forth. Is photography much of a presence in the gallery?
Well, it's interesting. My former wife, she was a very, very prominent wildlife artist, a bird photographer. And to this day, Diana was our best-selling artist. So photography is a very significant part of anybody's art collection today. And it's photographers are well represented by us at the gallery.
Excellent. So there's photography, there's sculptures. Do you do much with ceramic in any way, or not particularly?
Robin has a great eye for ceramics, and she has several artists that work in ceramic, and some of their work. We've done a very good job with ceramics.
Yeah, I found a great ceramic lady who was in our holiday show this year, and she does really, they're very earthy, they're very organic. She does this process where she puts live greens on the pots and then puts them into a natural fire of, and heats them for 24 hours, and then they come out, and the greens have like burnt their image into the pot, and then she re-glazes them. So they're very earthy. can't use them to eat out of, but they're beautiful and they're great. You could put flowers in them. But everyone is unique. And depending on the humidity, she never knows what they're going to look like. They come out different shades depending on the humidity.
Hmm. So it's obvious that you have to stop into the gallery and see all these different things. And as we've mentioned, it's always changing, right? There's always something new to bring someone. So if you haven't been there for a while, then you should go back and see what's new. And if you haven't been there at all, shame on you. You got to get down to 239 Bank Street in New London. And you say it's just about a block or so from the water, right?
A block off the water, right off of Water Street. Easy to get to, as we have advertised. It's an easy walk from the ferry terminal, from the bus terminal, and from the train terminal.
So all of our friends from Newport and Block Island and Long Island
and Fisher's Island
can take their boat right up, dock the boat, and walk right up to the gallery.
Dock the boat or take public transportation and come see us.
Well, yeah, it's only a block away.
And don't forget,
sailors, they should be able to walk that far.
And Bank Street is full of bars and full of restaurants.
Okay, so there's a reason you can have a little beverage, and then you can have a little food and take the walk up the street. Now, I know that galleries vary greatly in the price ranges of their works. If I were interested in being a customer of yours, would I need more than $10 in my wallet?
Well, you know, Michael, it's a great question. And one of the philosophies we work on is that we have art that is affordable for everybody's pocketbook. We have pieces that start at $25, not necessarily flat art, but we have pieces that start at $25 and go up and they're as high as five figures. So we have all price ranges. You know, people should not be turned off with the fact that they see four and five figures for pricing. We have plenty of three figure and some two figure pieces. So
really,
we have something there for everybody's pocketbook.
All right. So if I were to draw something, I could get it in there. You could sell for $10. So, well, that's great that it allows everyone to feel like they have a place there. And speaking of me drawing something and having it in there for a low price, how do you handle emerging artists? Are they something that you pay any attention to? Or
we have long had an affiliation with the Lyme Academy College of Fine Art, now affiliated with the University of New Haven. And in fact, we have one of our gallery sitters has been hired for us for the past couple of years from the school. We had our first gallery manager was a graduate of the academy. So we provide not only jobs for them, but we also feature their work. And we follow their work when it goes on exhibition, and when we're lucky enough to find pieces that fit our theme, we acquire them, and so we're always looking for young emerging artists, not necessarily from the school, but we have a great affiliation and fondness for young artists.
So if they go to the website, there's a way to get a hold of you. If they happen to be an artist, or if you know of someone that you want to get in touch with, they can.
Or Facebook. You know, the younger generation, I think, really uses Facebook more, and we have a very big Facebook presence. Robin's very good about that.
Yep, Facebook, and they can go onto our website, which is, we have another, if you want to ask, get some information, it's info@firehousesquare.com. So you can get a reply that way, or you could just look on our website, which would give you contact information, or go on Facebook. You know, we can respond to questions from Facebook.
Excellent. All right. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call the phone number 860-443-0344. And operators are standing by. Call before midnight tonight and get a new salad master. No, that's not going to happen.
No.
But, well, time is wrapping up, and I just want to give you one last chance. Is there anybody that you forgot to mention that you want to mention at this point? Or
I can't imagine. It's been an absolute total pleasure to be with you, Michael, for half an hour, and we look forward to seeing everybody next week at the opening.
Excellent.
We didn't mention our little mascots.
Oh, you have a mascot. Oh.
So if you're a fan and one's a little sassy, we do have two little Yorkie, teacup Yorkies that come to the gallery, and there are little mascots.
And our security dogs.
And our little security dogs, and they're Sadie and Spirit. So if you'd like to come down and say hello to Sadie and Spirit, they'll be there most of the time, too.
Excellent. Well, thank you both. It's been a pleasure, and nice to meet both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Michael. It was a great time.
All right. And we'll see the rest of you next time on Company Break.